As we head into the holiday season and our attention turns to the end of the year, the NPR music team is getting a jump on the end of the decade. They've been listening back to music from the last 10 years and have put together a list of what they call the decade's 50 most important recordings, albums that the NPR music folks consider game changers, that signaled some sort of shift in the way music is made or sounds, or that were especially influential. Eminem is on the list with the Marshall Mathers LP from 2000, and so is Yo-Yo Ma with his Silk Road Journeys from 2002. Music critic and all things considered contributor Tom Moon helped compile the list. He joins me now to talk about a few more of the selections. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
And we're going to start with the only band that has two entries on this list. That's the British group Radiohead.
This is a song called Everything in Its Right Place from Kid A, which came out in the year 2000. They, in a sense, own the decade in terms of sort of the cutting edge of rock music and the blending of rock music and electronica and the notion of how to orchestrate and sort of get away from this guitar, bass, drums. I think a lot of people who are making pop music today are really paying attention to what Radiohead does.
Let's talk now, Tom, about an album that opened up a whole new genre to listeners, and that is the soundtrack to the movie from 2000, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
In constant sorrow all through his day.
What an amazing thing this was. Bluegrass music has been around a long, long time, and you couldn't have anticipated that it would have woven its way into popular culture in the year 2000 and beyond as a result of a movie soundtrack.
And T-Bone Burnett, the producer on this, right?
Yes, T-Bone, and this is one of these records that really shows what the art of a producer can bring to a recording, because some of the people that he's working with are old-timers. The great Ralph Stanley, who was one of the pioneers of bluegrass, had not been really well recorded for a while. When you hear Ralph Stanley on this record, his voice is just amazing. It's like larger than life.
Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell.
Okay, Tom, keeping in mind that the framework here, the rubric, is game-changing music of the last decade for this list, explain to me how the Britney Spears album In the Zone from 2003 made the cut here.
Well, first of all, the idea was to represent a huge range of music. And let's face it, there has been great popular music, great like sort of radio songs in this decade. And on this Britney Spears record, there is a song called Toxic, which is another one of these sort of singles that just bust the door down. And even if you hate Britney Spears, you have to admit this is a really exciting 3-minute ride.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying.
Okay, Tom, I'm enjoying that 3-minute ride, but I'm not sure it's a game changer.
Oh, come on. First of all, there's some cowboy acoustic guitar underneath everything. Then you have those strings that we heard at the beginning. It's sort of a Bollywood send-up. And then you have this hook. You know, okay, Britney, not a great singer, but listen to what she's doing with it. It sounds like she's really enthralled by this person. Listen to this.
The last album, Tom, that we're going to talk about here from this list of the decade's 50 most important recordings, as decreed by NPR Music, is from an artist that you like a whole lot, the jazz pianist Jason Moran.
You know, we haven't had a charismatic jazz thinker in a long time, and Jason Moran is that. This is called Skitterin', and it's one of his originals. You know, there's a real cerebral thing that happens with a lot of jazz players today. But what I love is that there's so much excitement in it, and his mind's going crazy. He's got six hands on the piano at the same time, and everything's crackling.
Pianist Jason Moran from his album Black Stars from 2001, which made the list of the decade's 50 most important recordings from NPR Music. Tom Moon, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Moon is the author of the book 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die. He was one of the voices weighing in on that NPR list. You can find the list and the explanations at nprmusic.org.